Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. The outgoing chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Gregory Yasko, says the agency may have to review its safety regulations in view of ongoing problems at the San Onofre nuclear plant. San Onofre provides about 20% of Southern California's power, but it's been shut down since January after radiation leaked from its newly installed steam generators. Yasko resigned earlier this week under pressure from other board members who opposed his stand on safety issues. He said if it turns out Southern California Edison, which operates the plant, complied with NRC requirements when it installed the new generators, then the NRC needs to rethink its regulations. Meanwhile, Allison St. John of KPBS in San Diego says anti-nuclear activists rallied yesterday to build public support for decommissioning both nuclear power plants in California.
Rallies in San Diego, Irvine, and Fresno called on Sempra Energy, Southern California Edison, and Pacific Gas and Electric to cut their investments in nuclear power. All the companies have a stake in either San Onofre or Diablo Canyon, California's two nuclear power plants. In San Clemente, Gene Stone of Residents Organized for a Safe Environment says San Onofre has the worst safety record of any nuclear power station in the country. The steam generators are just the latest problem, and the plant should be shut down for good.
We think it's time to decommission San Onofre and move on. This plant could not be built today this close to 8 million people.
In San Diego, activist Ray Lutz is calling on Sempra, which owns a 20% share of San Onofre, to pull out of nuclear power.
This is a company that can say, I'm not in the game. Take me out. My 20% is over.
Sempra has been silent on the situation at San Onofre and did not acknowledge a recent letter from the protesters asking the chairman for a public response. For its part, Southern California Edison says the plant will only be returned to service when it is safe to do so. For the California Report, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.
This election year, we're asking the question, what's government for? State and local governments typically provide pensions when their workers retire. But a mix of factors is making those commitments untenable, and cities across California are struggling to rework the deals. Today, Peter John Schuler reports on a San Jose pension measure that's sparking a debate over what's fair to workers and taxpayers.
In December, a deeply divided San Jose City Council approved the controversial Measure B for the June ballot.
So we have a motion on the floor. On that motion, all in favor?
It was a big win for Mayor Chuck Reed, who had been pushing it for months. Here he is just after the vote.
Well, this is an important step the council is taking to try to solve the cost of skyrocketing retirement benefits, which have driven us to cut services year after year.
The mayor points to the fact that the city's pension costs have tripled in the last decade, and if left unchecked would mean billions of dollars in unfunded liabilities. So what went wrong? Some of it can be blamed on the dot-com bust and the mortgage collapse cutting into the value of the retirement funds. The pensions were based on the assumption that investments would continue to rise, and so in hindsight, they were underfunded. San Jose State political science professor Terry Christensen says it can also be traced back to attempts to compete with the private sector.
10 years ago, 15 years ago, public sector employers were worrying about how do we get cops and librarians, how do we hire staff? Well, one way is you offer good pay and benefits. And so we dug ourselves into this hole. It turns out to be a hole, but I guess it didn't look like it 10 or 15 years ago. And, of course, San Jose is not the only city that faces the problem.
Cities from San Francisco to Los Angeles face the same quandary. San Diego has a measure before voters this election. And the state of California is in the midst of its own pension debate. In San Jose, Measure B would require employees to contribute more, up to 16% of their pay. The measure allows employees to avoid the extra fees by opting into a less generous plan with smaller payouts and later retirement ages. Public workers say it's unfair to expect them to bear the brunt of a problem they didn't create. And they say most retirement pensions are not luxurious. The average for San Jose workers is about $41,000 a year. For police and fire, it's about $86,000. Like many city employees, 48-year-old Jordan Cyprian is worried about the changes. Cyprian is a watershed protection manager, and I catch up with him just after work as he's leaving City Hall and walking to his car.
How I planned for retirement was based on the pension, and when I first came here roughly 12 years ago, I moved from the biotech industry over to the city with a cut in lieu of the pension, kind of planning for that. So it would impact us pretty significantly.
Cyprian lets out a sigh. Along with other city employees, he recently took a 10% pay cut. Measure B, he says, would just make that worse.
I'd have to look for probably secondary employment, something like that, and as well as looking for a different job altogether outside of the city.
Measure B would provide new employees with a stripped-down retirement plan, but leaves the details for the city council to decide later. Councilman Pete Constant, who supports the measure, notes that it would leave existing pension commitments intact.
Every dollar that has been earned and accrued by our employees and our retirees is protected by Measure B. Measure B only makes changes prospectively in the future.
Even opponents agree the city needs to overhaul the retirement benefits, but they say the ballot measure has created an ugly feud. Councilman Ash Kalra.
We do need to work on pension reform, and it has to be done now, but it needs to be done in a way that's thoughtful and collaborative and that actually is legal. And instead, we're going forward in a way that's divisive, destructive.
Kalra points to cases like San Francisco, where city officials and union leaders eventually sat down together to come up with a pension reform plan. Political scientist Christensen says that's not likely in San Jose's current political climate.
I think Mayor Reed and some of his allies would say San Francisco really kicked the can down the road with what they did rather than really ultimately solving it. And Mayor Reed is pushing harder for a more substantial solution.
The 11 San Jose public employee unions are already rallying their membership to help defeat Measure B. But union workers remain a minority in a city of 1 million people, many of whom have already seen their own retirement plans vanish years ago. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuller.
Tomorrow we'll hear about San Diego's approach to pensions. You can find more election coverage at californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Thursday, May 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URSCorp.com.